Hi, everybody. This is Joe.
And this is Lisa.
And welcome to your Cheap Date Show for June 28th, 2010. Hey, how are you?
Great. How are you?
It's been a while since I've seen you in front of the microphone.
Yeah. What are we talking about today?
Today, we're talking about the Renaissance, if you will.
I will not.
Okay. Of a long time, of a long missed Arlington Heights shop.
A couple years ago, was it a couple years ago?
We
talked about a coffee shop then known as Beaners.
Correct.
Which changed their name.
Yes, a couple years ago they did.
And we were disappointed, as were many community members, when they closed, which was also a couple years ago.
Yeah. They were open for a little bit more than a year. A little bit longer than a year.
Enough to gain quite a following, actually.
Yes. Quite loyal following, I might add.
Well, anyway, we've been keeping our eye on the storefront, and eventually there were rumblings that it would be reopened. At long last, this week, Big B Coffee reopened in downtown Arlington Heights.
Mm-hmm.
And we were lucky enough to meet the owner, Tim Mickelson. And we were delighted to learn and interested to learn that he, too, was a loyal Big B customer who was surprised and disappointed when he found the doors there locked one day.
Yeah.
When he went for his morning coffee. We sat down with him earlier this week to chat about his first week of business.
You opened on, like you said, the Tuesday the 22nd.
How's it going?
It is going great. We're being welcomed back with open arms. Candid honest story. The fourth person through the door came in with open arms. I am so glad you're back. Tell me you have Michigan cherry. It was on the menu.
That's one thing that I noticed on all the Twitter account. Everyone seems to be missing the Michigan cherry more than anything else.
Well, yeah. It is a unique flavor. Here, let me grab a handful.
Okay.
So it is.
Tim's getting the beans for us.
It is a unique flavor that you're not going to get anywhere else. There you go. Okay. So you either love it or don't.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Smells like cherry.
So it hasn't been on my favorite list. Mm-hmm. However, one of the corporate guys ran here.
There you go.
And a person ordered it. He said, "You've got to try it with chocolate. It tastes like a chocolate covered cherry. Hit it with the whipped cream."
Yeah.
And that's going to be on my list.
That
might convert me to a cherry lover.
Or you just have it in beans, or do you have it ground and brewed? Or can you get it brewed?
Well, we sell it by the bulk, and you can grind it and take it home with you.
Okay.
And it rotates. We have three standard coffees that are here every single day, and three rotate throughout the cycle.
So we'll keep our eyes peeled for Michigan cherry.
Right.
Yep, and you can call ahead, or I think we're going to start Twittering and putting it online when it's available. Or just come every day and make sure.
I think we've been here every day since you opened.
Some people have been here twice a day.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, I've been here three times, and every time it's been hopping. So that's got to be a good sign.
It had. People have been coming in pretty constant, and it's a great feeling. But
even during the storm here last night, right before I went over to the Metropolis, I came in here and the place was jumping.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah.
Knock on wood. We're on a different grid than everybody else around us. So when everybody lost power. So I live across the street. We lost power. On the other side of the street, they lost power.
Uh-huh.
But the store.
Oh, that
store is active.
Oh, good.
We're good. We'll keep that up.
Yeah.
So you already have a loyal following. And you yourself were a loyal customer here.
I was. Yeah. I was like everybody else in the community. I walked up and grabbed the door. It was locked. Peeked my head through the window and couldn't figure out what it was until I saw the orange sticker on the door. They were shut down. So it took a long time. I saw the four rent signs up in the window, and I said, if nobody else is going to open it, I will. I grew up in the area. My wife grew up in the area. We live in the area. And then I said, well, how hard can it be? Sort of a rude awakening.
What do you think now?
Day three,
3 hours of sleep per night. No, it's going really well. And after we're open, I can candidly say I would do it all over again.
That's great.
If you asked me that a week ago, I'm not sure how I would answer, but it's going really well.
When we spoke the end of the day, you guys opened, you had said you hadn't felt this level of exhaustion since your son was born.
Yeah. And I remember that feeling quite well.
Complete sleep deprivation.
Yeah, at that point I was trading currencies in the currency market.
Oh, see.
And the worst night, or the worst/best run I had was in front of my computer for 36 hours straight.
Oh.
And then my son came along, and that was a whole new level of exhaustion, and I think this one is right there with him.
Wow. So you know tired.
You know, I think it's just part of life as you go through life and you things come up. You deal with them the best you can.
Are you a big coffee drinker?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I am a big espresso drinker.
Oh, really?
I love espresso. I think it sort of started when I was fortunate.
On the currencies desk?
Yeah.
No. We actually had a trip over in Europe, and it was a tough call between Italian espresso and French espresso.
Oh.
And at that point, I'd have to give it to the Italians.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Big B. Let's talk about the shop. You've already mentioned the bean coffee. You can buy that. You guys are grinding it to order. If you say I have a French press or I have a drip, you guys will grind it to whatever.
Grind to order. We have all of our coffee in bulk. And if you have a gift or something coming up, we have most of them. We'll be shortly having the rest of the stock in next week. We get them already prepackaged so they look good for a gift.
Oh, great. And then is there like a club or something where if you buy X number of bags or X number of pounds, you get a pound free?
Yeah, actually, both. For our bulk coffee, you buy a set number of pounds and you get, I think it's seven. You buy seven, get an eighth free. We also have a frequency card for you buy 12 full price beverages and you get your 13th for free.
There you go. Beautiful. We're on our way to that one.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, there's been many customers that have brought them back. They saved them for 2 years.
You know what? Our next door neighbors. We were just talking to our next door neighbors the other night, and one of our neighbors said, "Oh, great! I'm glad I didn't throw the cards away." Or did she say she just threw them away?
Yeah.
We've had everybody that says saved them too. I just threw them away last month, not knowing you were going to open.
So from the overall experience, you walk in here, you have obviously several different kinds of coffee brewed and ready to go.
It's basically, that is also on the honor system.
Yeah.
So you can walk in, and if you only want a drip coffee, you walk down to the end of the line, put in your cash, and grab a cup and go.
Right.
So it's really made for that commuter who's running late for the train.
And, you know, and that's actually perfect. That's perfect for us because a lot of times that's exactly us. So, yeah, the way that it, when you come into the shop, it's, if you go to the counter, it's all the way down at the end. There's a sign that says Coffee Express. You got the pots right there. Fill up and you're on your way.
Yeah, so for people who haven't been in, what makes Big B different from, other
anywhere else?
Well, I think for the one thing, we do have the bulk coffee that can be ground or take it home and grind it at home. The Coffee Express, where you can just run down, grab your own cup of coffee, and go.
And you don't have to interact with a human first thing in the morning.
If you don't want to. Or you can interact with anybody in the store, and hopefully they'll help you out. We are a pretty friendly atmosphere. We have a lot of kids coming in from the dance studio next door. And we have a nice big screen TV. And we'll have the football games on in the wintertime and the fireplace going, so you can kick back, read a book, and watch a game if you want.
And the free Wi-Fi.
Definitely free Wi-Fi. Yeah. Always, it's part of the business.
It is a very happy place in here. I don't know if it's the art or the colors or there's something, but it's like, I don't know, it's not subdued.
It's more
energetic, I think.
Yeah, energetic, that's the word. And the orange t-shirt itself as well.
Yeah, they'll wake you up if nothing else.
Yeah, in fact, the day you open, that's when I pulled up and Tim was out on a ladder hanging his banner in front. Hey, you must be Tim.
Yeah, that's another story, another sign.
So the other cool thing that Big B has is, you also, well, you also, I want to get off the track of the drinks too much, but you have a complete selection of all the frozen, hot, and iced drinks that you would expect. I'm enjoying right now a, what was it called again? Oh, the vanilla bean, an iced vanilla bean. There's coffee in there, I think. I'm feeling some sort of caffeine dose.
There it is. There, yeah. You know, just about everything we have here, you can have either hot, over ice, or blended up and frozen in a blender.
Yeah.
And then we can put in any type of flavoring, make, almost create something.
Yeah.
And you have, what are you drinking?
And I have an ice green tea. A nice pan Asian, I think.
Ah.
Pan Asian. Quite a selection of teas, too.
That is true.
You know, there's something else we have that not a lot of people know of. It's an energy boost.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I just had for the first time this afternoon, I had two of them, actually.
How'd that work out?
It's working out great.
I mean, your head is still off.
I put it in something that my son, it's one of his favorites, called a Yoda soda. So we have flavored syrups in the back, anywhere from blueberry, blackberry, orange, pomegranate. And I took that, some soda, and some of this energy boost, and it has kept me going all afternoon.
That's good.
Right.
And somebody else said it's great for a hangover. I don't know about that one yet.
You know what? We'll add that to the list.
That one I can't comment on.
So then you have drinks, obviously, and then you also have a little big case over here as well. I'm looking at a sign for brownies right now. Toasty warm brownies?
Yeah, we run all of our brownies and cookies through a toaster, so it's just like oven fresh. And they are good.
Very good.
And then one we have in the books but it's not up on the menu, you put the brownie inside a frozen drink.
Okay, you have a fan right now.
If you're a chocolate lover and you're looking for dessert,
yeah,
I don't think you'll be disappointed.
I did not need to know that.
Okay, so now you know. Okay, so that actually leads us to our next question, which is, in that case, how late are you open? But then overall, what are your hours?
Our hours are Monday through Friday, 6 to 9, Saturday, 7 to 9. However, there are a lot of things going on downtown Arlington Heights, music in the park, and if we have a crowd coming in, we'll stay open.
Okay,
we're not
going to
kick you out while people are coming in.
Cool, and that's what's going to make you successful in Arlington Heights.
Yeah, you know, we are
be responsive like that.
Yeah, well, we live in the local area. My son goes to local schools. All of our, well, I'd say half of our employees can walk to work, and the other half are no more than 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
So we're a locally owned small business employing a lot of local people.
Cool.
And that's great. And you got a great location here. You're right in the downtown Arlington Heights area. So you're surrounded by a lot of other great businesses, and you're, from my standpoint, the real advantage is that you are right smack on the way to the train station.
That way, it doesn't hurt.
Oh, you know what? There's one thing I want to ask you about too. Is the coupons? If people go to bigb.com, they can get coupons emailed to them.
They can. They can sign up for something called eWards, and corporate will send out weekly coupons. It's the easiest way to keep in contact with what's going on within Bigby as an organization.
Right. There's the sheet that came out right before you guys opened. You had a different coupon for every day. So I printed it out, and Lisa said, oh, you've got your Bigby week all scheduled out now.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, it's a lot of people have brought that in, and it's drawn a crowd. But we want to strive for actually giving the best possible service and the best possible product so we can build value.
Yeah.
And serve a great product and keep people happy and keep them coming back.
Well, it looks like you're well on your way. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for your time and doing this.
You're welcome.
A great conversation with Tim, and he's a great guy.
And it's a great place.
And it was really nice. During the interview, actually after we were done recording, we were sitting there and his son came up to us and said, hey, are you enjoying your drinks?
So cute.
So it really is a whole family affair. His wife Rose stopped by when we were sitting there chatting before we started recording, and she just kind of snuck up and she was like, I don't want to see anything. We're not recording. Come on up, say hi, whatever.
Yeah, so it's really great. It really is a fun place. I mean, coffee shops can be subdued, and this is nothing against any other place, but Bigby is really fun. I mean, don't take your 4-year-olds there expecting it to be like Gymboree, but is Gymboree even a thing?
Gymboree's a thing, yes.
But it is fun. I think it's more appropriate for like preteens and teenagers than some other coffee shops. And also, they're really situated like as part of the downtown Arlington community.
Yes.
It's not just, you know, a storefront where people go buy coffee and then go back to whatever they were doing. It's like really part of the community.
They want to encourage people to hang out there. Like Tim said in the interview, the Wi-Fi is now part of the business, which I think a lot of other businesses would do well to understand.
Yeah.
He wants to encourage people to hang around there. They create an atmosphere that doesn't, you know, you don't get the feeling that you're being rushed out of there. There are tables in there. It's not, you know, it's not like McDonald's.
Not huge,
they don't have like 1,000 tables in there. But they have enough where you could sit down and you can bring your laptop and your iPod, whatever. You could sit there and you could hop on the free Wi-Fi and you can do stuff and you can hang out. And the people all there are real friendly. Everybody's talking to everybody else. You also had a point about the people who work behind the counter as
well.
Oh
my gosh. How they can be so smiley when they're so busy. Yeah, they're really nice. It's been young ladies the 2 times I've been there, and they are so friendly and just seem really happy to be there, which is nice. Like Tim said, a lot of his employees can walk to work, and he walks to work. And so when something's going on downtown, Bigby is not just a place to walk in and buy your coffee and leave. And Tim doesn't just come and sell coffee and then go home and, like, check out. I mean, they really are part of the community, and that's what it takes to be successful down there.
That's true. And also, the other point that he mentioned that I really liked is the fact that if there's something big going on, we're heading into a time when there's a lot of stuff going on in downtown Arlington Heights with the, you know, all the art fairs. We're about to head into the 4th of July weekend which is Frontier Days, and there's bound to be a ton of people, a lot more traffic coming through downtown Arlington because of that. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he said, you know, if there's a crowd coming in here, we'll stay open and we'll do that. I don't think you don't see that. There are some businesses that I've been to where it's sort of like, you know, 9:05. It's like, okay, people, let's go. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Well, I mean, to be fair, yeah. Well, which is not unreasonable. I mean, business owners give up enough of their lives. But I think that's going to be really cool. And it seems that there's already the community that Bigby had built before is still intact.
Yes.
Like it's almost like there's not much rebuilding. See, I said this to Tim and he laughed at me, but like there's not much rebuilding in terms of getting customers, you know, back in the habit of coming. Like a lot of people have just been waiting for this place to reopen.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was in the interview that they kept their cards. They're really hitting the ground running.
We did confirm that our next door neighbor did throw out her card though.
Ooh.
Ooh, burn. No. But she'll rapidly rebuild
it. No time at all.
And the thing is, if you talk to people in the Arlington Heights area, and you mentioned Bigby Coffee, it's like, oh, I love that place. And everyone is just real excited about heading back there.
They are the heroes.
Thanks to you, Mr. Bigby Coffee Grinder Man.
Yeah. At 9:00, you don't lock the doors.
Because you got people coming in and they're drunk from Frontier Days. No. I do want to try that energy boost thing that he was talking about. The one that he said may or may not be a cure for a hangover. Not that we would know, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is, but maybe like the green tea energy that you can blend into a smoothie or something.
Could be.
Yeah, it's on the menu.
So we highly recommend Bigby Coffee. They are, as we said, right in the smack dab of downtown Arlington Heights. They're 21 South... Well, you don't like
the technical
smack dab
term for it.
21 South Dunton Avenue, which is just south of Campbell Street, between Campbell and Sigwalt. It's right next to Jimmy John's and all the other businesses.
And if
you
can't find it, then there's nothing more we can do for you.
We've given you everything we can, except the website. The website is bigby.com, BIGGBY.com. And also, they have a pretty substantial marketing department. And I think they probably have about 30 people on Twitter. So,
okay.
So if you go ahead and you just put a Bigby out there, they'll be right on it, because they love the Twitter, as the kids like to say these days. They're all about the social media.
Cool.
But as we mentioned also during the interview, check out bigby.com if you're going to go there, because if you're going to go to the shop, because they do have coupons every single week.
Yeah, and every single day.
Every single day. They have, right, you can get a week's worth of coupons, but every single day you can get a coupon, and it's a lot of buy one, get one free, or...
Yeah, so check it out.
So check it out. 21 South Dunton Avenue, BigB.com. Check it out.
I guess that wraps it up.
That's going to do it.
Thanks for listening. If people want to get a hold of us, Joe, tell them how they can do that.
They can do that by... Sorry, I didn't mean to yell. They can do that by calling us at the Cheap Date Hotline, which is 206-203-3283. Why are you laughing?
Operators are standing by.
Operators are standing by. Call before... It's like one of those commercials. Call within 5 minutes of this commercial. If your last name begins with the letters A through Z, call us now. 206-203-3283. Or you can send us an email at cheapdateshow@gmail.com.
Great. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
This podcast is a production of Cheap Date Media at cheapdatemedia.com.